morning. This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders, and we're excited to be here this morning. We're on RBN, the Republic Broadcast Network, and we've got our first guest on this morning. Tim, how are you doing?
Good morning, Carl. I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good morning, brother. Yeah, how's everything going out in Idaho?
Pretty good up here in Washington.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Washington State, yes.
Oh, praise
nice.
God. Well, we're going to have Ken joining us in a minute here, and the subject this morning is, as always, we talk about the signs of the times, but one of the things that we wanted to talk about is the conspiracies, and, you know, that's far-ranging. We can look at a lot of things in Conspiracy 101, I call it. Basically, what is a conspiracy, and how does it happen? And I think that you know, if we look at all of these things, a conspiracy is defined as two people getting together and determining to violate the rights of a third person. So there's a lot of things that fit that, and we can talk about the Bible versions, and we can talk about a lot of different things that fit that scenario. But we can talk about what our government's doing, and the things that have been called conspiracies in the past, and then the facts have come out, and they actually happen. So last night I was on a program and I was talking about NAFTA and the NAFTA highways, but most of all talking about Jesus Christ. And we were on a program out of New Jersey, New York, and that area. And so it was an exciting program. So Tim, but have you ever thought about conspiracy and what it really just lay it on the line what conspiracy really is.
Conspiracy in the church to violate.
That's a good place to start. Yeah.
Yeah, there is to overthrow our faith in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Probably nobody has had a greater conspiracy against him than the Son of God himself, Jesus Christ. And of course, as we look at a different Jesus, a different gospel, a different message, and it's all over the place. Ken, I understand you're on the phone. I want to welcome you. Tim Tanner's on, and this is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders.
Good morning,
Ken.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
I'm calling you from the People's Republic of California, where it's always dark because the light of truth rarely gets here. How are you all this morning?
Good.
I heard what you said.
You know, I praise God. Ken, I heard last night on a caller called in on a program, and he said that... It sounds like the commercial's coming, so we'll be right back with Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
To the Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and my guests, Ken and Tim. Just glad to have you guys on this morning. And I, the subject I really want to talk about is conspiracy. And you can look all around you. You look back at the two-party system. You look back at the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the scribes. They conspired to take Jesus. They had these little meetings, and they figured out how, when he did his greatest miracles, they tried to kill him and the miracle. And so, you know, putting it on that basis, it's, you know, conspiracy goes way back. So, Ken, what have you got this morning? And we get Tim going, and let's talk about this thing of, what a conspiracy is.
Good morning again. I wanted to throw out just a couple things, listening to what Tim said about conspiracy in the church. And I think if we go back in history, it's much easier to identify conspiracies. And then when, you know, it's now today, it's interesting because if we look at the Bible and we read about Jesus, who obviously was conspired against by two different systems of government, who had to conspire together to get him destroyed, you look at Book of Acts, which is all about Apostle Paul. Paul suffered nothing but conspiracies at the hands of religious people. Now, if we look at those things and we explain them as conspiracies, people don't raise their eyebrows and shake their fingers at us and denounce us. But if you look at current events and you apply the same fact-gathering basis to that, they think that you're a conspiracy theorist, some sort of nut. So let's just take a look at those two words for a second. I think you talked about it. Conspiracy is really when just two or more people agreed to do a particular course of action. It may or may not be illegal. So it takes two people to agree to do something. The theory, interestingly enough, is another word that's not terrible. A theory is simply when you try to explain a set of facts or circumstances. again, you go back in history, use a theory to explain the things that we now have determined add up to gravity. Nobody argues that gravity doesn't exist. You use a set of facts to determine whether the Earth is flat, as it once was believed, or whether it's round. Probably the most famous was the one involving Copernicus. Remember how he took certain, and I think he was the one, it might have been Galileo, but they took certain readings of the sky and determined that the Earth does not, that the Earth rather revolves around the Sun rather than the Sun revolving around the Earth. Well, that went contrary to religious ideas because they wanted the Earth to be the center of the universe, and so they were persecuted by a conspiracy among religious leaders. So we can see all those things, and no one argues with that, but if you apply that same really innocuous, innocent type of reasoning, and you have a conspiracy theory about Copernicus, that's obviously factually proven. If you apply that to, say, 9/11, or the battleship Maine, or the Gulf of Tonkin, or Oklahoma City, people think that you're a conspiracy theorist. And the reason they do that is that people who are guilty often try to shift guilt away from themselves. They attack the people that are defending themselves, so they call them conspiracy nuts. Well, I'm glad to be in that camp. How about you?
Amen. Yeah, talk about the battleship Maine for a minute. That's one that's it's very interesting.
Well, the battleship Maine was, as I recall, anchored in Cuba, and there were peoples in this country that wanted to go to war with Spain and to divide up its holdings, its colonies. And lo and behold, the battleship Maine blew up and sank right there at the piers. And, of course, that was obviously done. There was a conspiracy, they said. This was a conspiracy by Spain to attack the American forces, and so that began the Spanish-American War. Well, of course, there are other people who said, well, that doesn't make any sense. We don't think Spain really did it, but they were, of course, called conspiracy theorists, and they were denounced because how could somebody within our own government possibly be involved in such a disastrous deed? Well, lo and behold, when they raised the battleship Maine, guess what they found? It did not get blown up on the outside by terrorists. It got blown up on the inside. So it really was an inside job.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
Isn't that amazing? And how many times has that type of thing, a lot of stuff has surfaced with what the CIA did, planning, an attack on Cuba here with an unmanned aircraft that was to look like an airliner and this type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And under the Freedom of Information Act, a lot of that stuff has come out now, and so you begin to wonder about a lot of things, but they actually that was squelched. But the plan was to fly an airplane full of dummies next to Cuba and blow it up, and then then blame the Cubans for blowing it up, and therefore we could start a war with Cuba. I wonder about the situation with Iran right now, and it seems like that we're headed for another manufactured war, and I won't get into that right now, but the conspiracies, there's movies that have come out, the conspiracy theory, and boy, I tell you, I watched that movie and I thought a lot about what I've been through, the knowledge that I had, and just how clandestine some of the things that go on are, and the Iran-Contra thing, and of course the continued to this day supplying of Iran with parts and weapons and this type of thing, and it's not some rogue nation that's supplying it, but it's the U.S. government that's supplying materials and this type of thing into Iran and Chile. Anytime that you set up an embargo on a nation, you're going to end up with a black market situation that sends it in. And a lot of times we've done it on the idea that, well, we're going to get a toehold back in there again. We're going to do something and that's for years, shipments to Iran were commonplace. I'll stop for a minute now. We've got Alan Starr on the phone also, and so Alan, welcome to the program. and we're talking about conspiracies, and I call this thing Conspiracy 101. So how are you doing, Alan?
Oh, I'm here this morning, Carl.
Well, good. Yesterday, you were busy out there working on your farm, and I'm glad you're up this time of the morning to talk to us about conspiracy.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ken and Tim. Just enter in and let's talk about this. We can talk about it in a range of things, all the way from the conspiracy against Jesus Christ, the conspiracy against he said in me, you will have tribulation. And we are experiencing that in the Christian community right now. But most of all, we're seeing also the leadership of the Christian community being pulled away into organizations such as the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, things that there was a dividing line, but now these guys are right in there, and but go ahead, Ken and Tim, let's see what falls out here in this conspiracy thing.
Well, I just want to come back for one moment. This is Ken. I wanted to tell you that we have to realize that whenever someone tries to explain current events as if it was a conspiracy among other people to do something, and it's not the usual suspects. That whenever we see something happen in this country now, it's like the old Humphrey Bogart movie where they, I think it's the Maltese Falcon, where they always round up the usual suspects. Remember that over in Egypt? That the inspector would go out and run up the usual suspects. Well, that's what they do here. They trot out the usual suspects, and if you counter that, they call you a conspiracy theorist as if you're some sort of wacko nut. But let's just look at it again. A theory is nothing more than taking the known facts and trying to explain them. For example, the battleship Maine, everybody agrees, was blown up and sank. The question is, who done it? And so you start looking at the facts, and now we know, looking back very clearly, that those who thought it was a conspiracy from people inside the United States were absolutely correct. And as you pointed out time and time again, that happens. So a conspiracy theorist is nothing more than someone who looks at the facts, doesn't accept the usual suspects, and tries to find who's really behind it all. It's like a private detective or a police work. It's that kind of thing. And so it's really a very honorable profession to do that. And so I want to make sure that we don't fall prey to that label and then shrink away like some sort of wilting violet, because what we're really trying to seek is the truth. If we investigate these conspiracies, these things that happen, say 9/11, Oklahoma City, and we find out that what the government story is accurate, well, then that's fine. But the problem is that we find out many times it's not, and that's why we get labeled this way. So I just want to kind of straighten that out before we went too much farther.
Tim, how are you doing? And let's hear from you.
Okay, well, I kind of see that conspiracy, looking at it in the church, okay, how they have got us, or the leaders, looking at another Jesus. And it's they've turned the people's hearts to man instead of Jesus. For instance, all the books they throw at the Christians, the how-to books, all of that stuff, that really has nothing to do with our Lord. And I hear the music coming, but...
Tim, hang on to that thought. The music's coming on, and this is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders, and we'll be right back with our guests.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bed Fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
To welcome you back to Science of the Times with Carl Sanders. And Tim, you were just on the edge of something there, so I want you to continue, and let's continue to talk about that, and then we're going to get into a discussion a little bit about FEMA and what they're doing with the clergy. So, but go ahead.
Right,
ahead,
Carl. I was just thinking that there is a conspiracy to deceive the Christians, so that they will put their trust in the government instead of Jesus Christ. And that's just what I wanted to say. That, you know, that any time that we get our eyes off of the Lord, we will be deceived. But to have even members of the Council of Foreign Relations in places of the church to deceive the people. There's many that are deceived by those things in the church that have taken their eyes off of the Lord. And then I hear that FEMA is Go ahead, Carl.
Go ahead. Well, I just... Church got in the situation it's in right now with the government, and the mix that came from that little old white church that was sitting out in the woods, and people were gathering together, and to the point we're at now. How did the government step in and get such control over the church?
Hey, Carl, I have one response to that.
If you go back
to the basics, you have to remember that where we came from, and I'll just kind of do it loosely right now. But originally, the church was just as God added to the church. There was no deception. There was no compromise. There was no false doctrine anywhere in the church. And then later on, people began to join the church, and the church, I don't know whether they lost it to sermon or whatever, but it finally get to the point where who was instrumental in founding the Roman Catholic Church? Well, it was the government. The Emperor Constantine declared it the official church, the official state church. He joined it. He began to convert everybody to it. And, of course, you know, as the Roman Empire expanded and did various things, the Roman Catholic Church also took on a conquest of the world. Well, by the time you come to England, you had a spinoff of the Catholic Church, the Anglican Church, sitting there. And the people who founded this country wanted to make sure that there was never again a state-controlled religion. And so what happened, that started afresh in this country. But little by little, people, as Tim pointed out, infiltrated the church, people who lust for power and control, and began to organize into denominations and various other things. And finally, what we have now is people trying to knit these denominations back together again and really bring them back into the under the control of, in many cases, the Catholic Church or some new organization like it. So that's kind of my overview of what's happened. I think we're going full circle, and we're coming back to it. The reason for that is really very simple. If you want to control a nation or a world or almost anything, you have to control three things: the government, that is the political system, the religious system, and the economic system. Well, you know, some people who believe in conspiracy theories believe that the economic power is already pretty well centralized and the government political system is well on its way, so now what you have to do is centralize all the churches so you can control everything. So that's kind of my view on it.
Well, Brother Carl, you know, the unholy alliance between the one world order and Christianity, you know, the church has been deceived by believing a conspiracy, which a theory. It's so hard to warn the church when about our government and about worshiping the beast and about the mark of the beast, the vera chip that's being made mandatory. It's so hard to warn the church when there's been a conspiracy coming through a theory that everybody's going to be out of here. There's going to be millions of people that's going to be going to the post office and receiving their chip during the week after it's made mandatory, and they're going to be right back in church on Sunday, brother, and they're not even going to know that they've got it. So what state is the church in? What are they believing? We can't warn people when they've had it pumped into their head that they're going to be out of here just any minute.
I agree with you. I call that I was just going to say, I call that my hangnail rapture theory. The problem is that, you know, whatever you agree about the rapture, there is a conspiracy among some people, that is two or three have agreed to propagate this lie, which is that before anything bad happens in your life, you're going to be raptured. So as my brother just pointed out, these things are going to keep on coming, and since they figure they're going to be raptured before anything bad happens, they're not looking for anything to happen, and they're asleep. So they have to understand that God didn't say you're going to be raptured before anything bad happens in your life. Lots of bad stuff happened in your life, Carl, mine, and Alan's, Tim's, everybody's, and I didn't get raptured. Quite frankly, Peter had some bad things happen to him, like when he got crucified, and he wasn't raptured. So somewhere along the line, we have to realize that's a lie. And there are people out there propagating that lie, and if two or more do it, that's a conspiracy. And so I think Alan's absolutely right.
I'm sure glad that they didn't.
Amen. I think we're on the track we need to be on. I hear the music coming, and we'll be right back after the commercial with Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by Life Essence Infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Science of the Times with Carl Sanders, and it's on the Republic Broadcast Network, and we were just in the middle of a discussion about conspiracy, and let's continue in that, and then I want to throw out a couple things. Go ahead. I believe, Ken, you were talking.
I think it might have been Alan, but it came to my mind that what we have to keep in mind is every time that someone tries to bring out the truth, they're accused of a conspiracy. Well, there's always a conspiracy on the other side. As I think Alan was talking about, there is a conspiracy, that is two or more people have agreed among organized religion to preach this gospel, at least as they tell it today. Not saying the rapture is false, I'm saying the way they taught is false. But on the other hand, so that's, there's a conspiracy on that side, and anybody like, say, Alan and I, if we now agree that that conspiracy exists, we now conspirators. So it's not always a bad thing. It simply means that two or three agree. I can remember times when, say, Timothy and I might have been in the same church at some point in time, and the preacher would say something. And maybe afterwards, Timothy and I and maybe someone else might meet in the foyer and say, what do you think about what he said? And if we agree that what he said was incorrect, well, now we're conspirators. But that's what you need, is people to be checking, right? Didn't the Bible tell us to be like the Bereans and search the Scriptures to see if what they're saying is true? But if you do that today, you're labeled as some sort of a wacko nut. The problem is that we need to get past all that so we can accurately examine. We should be scientists. We should be applying the scientific theory. We should be examining the facts that are presented out there and trying to decide what actually occurred rather than simply buying the official line, whether it's from the church or from the government.
Brother Ken, I tell you, in 1976, a cousin of mine... asked me to show him one scripture in the Bible that backed a pre-tribulation rapture. And that was in 1976. And that's when I become an unpopular preacher, because I got into the Word of God for myself. And I started hunting for it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's not there.
Not there.
And I have become an unpopular preacher. Let me tell you what. That has made me so unpopular. It's so hard to preach the gospel to people that believe that they're going to be out of here, brother.
Well, Alan, one of the interesting things is, not only, and I have the same unpopularity you do, but not only that, just think of the benefits. If you would just get on board with this and preach that there is a pre-tribulation rapture, well, you could write books and make movies and be famous and have a Left Behind series of your own.
Yeah, like Mr. Tim LaHaye, the Holy Alliance, you know.
Amen. That's who I was talking about.
Yeah.
You know, Carl, it's hard to preach to a full Christian. It's hard to tell somebody that knows it all. It's as though they just want to believe the lie. They don't want to do any homework. They'd rather just hear what they hear about the rapture, and I'm on the train and I'm out of here. But they haven't got into the Word of God for themselves. Like the brother said, he got in and became unpopular preacher because he got in and saw what the Word of God said. And that's what's really missing. They'd rather hear the lie and get a check mark at church on Sunday than get into the Word themselves. And it is hard to warn the church because they don't want to hear either. It's unpopular. They'll have to get up and maybe repent and teach their people the truth. A lot of factors in the deception in the church, especially about the rapture. I think we're headed in hard times. I think we all know that we are, and better prepare our people for such a time. We're going to go through some hard times, but Jesus is the only one that's going to bring us through. We got to keep our eyes on him.
Amen, brother. And I think that's one of the
things.
Go ahead, Carl.
Well, Tim, one of the things that one of the reasons why I wanted to do this program, especially today, is for that very reason. Because somehow there is a bondage that we've gotten into. And how did the church get into a situation where FEMA can step in and start telling the clergy that they need to prepare the people for martial law and what's coming? And this is not fiction. This is open fact. They are doing this. How did they get to that point? I'm going to throw this out, but when did the church become a tool of the government? It should be exactly the opposite, but how did they get in a situation where the church now is a tool of FEMA or anything else, but a tool of the government? What is that's held over the church that puts them in that situation? And I'll just stop there and leave it open for comments. I want to see what comes out of that.
Well, Carl, I would like to comment that which church is it that's trusting in the government? The real, true church is trusting in Jesus. And the deception out there is people get deceived from the world and the current events is going in, and they put in their trust in the government, and that has crept into the church into. And I know there's real believers in the church that are deceived that need to come out. But God is purging the true church of all leaven, because that's their heart's desire, is to be pure and holy before the Lord. And the worldly church, they don't want to believe anything that, you know, they just put all their trust in the government. And the leaders, there's many leaders out there that also I really question which church do they belong to.
Well, Tim, I'll tell you what's going to separate them. God's got a remnant. God's got a church in all these churches. But when the chip is made mandatory, that's going to separate them. I don't believe a true born-again, spirit-filled Christian is going to go down and put his hand down and say, put that credit card under the skin, which some of them are trying to tell you that's what it is. That's what's going to make the separation, because the churches just like I keep saying, the church is the very next Sunday is going to be full of people that's going to have the mark of the beast in their hands, and they're not even going to know they've got it, brother. They don't even what frame of mind are they in right now? If they can be changed that quick, see, they have already been turned over to a reprobate mind.
Well, I agree. In fact, to me, will make me very unpopular, but this change that Carl's talking about, I can see it happening in my lifetime. I mean, from the time I was a boy, and I have to say I didn't necessarily go to church voluntarily, but the churches in those times, and it may have been partly the part of the country I lived in at that time, the Northwest, where there were still small towns and all that, the churches were not under control of the government.
No.
They were at least sort more independent. But what I think happened, and it really happened way back in the book of Acts, again, as people began to join the church, it's a very subtle thing, but if you read Acts carefully, you see initially God added to the church, and then later on people began to join. So the worldly people who are not truly born again of the Spirit were joining the church, and that brought in a compromise, a little leaven, leavens the whole lump.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're looking at now is that over that period of time, then you had the Roman Catholic Church organized under the government and so forth. The church of today, at least in America and as far as I can tell around the world, there's two churches. There always has been. There's always two kingdoms, and there's two churches. There's the true church, which is those people that God adds to his kingdom by being born of the Spirit. And some of them are sitting in the what I'll call the corporate church. But when you have a 501c3 corporation, business, that's what you have. The church has become what we call a church in America, which is the wrong term. The local congregations and the denominations have become businesses. And so their business is to do business and not to follow Jesus Christ. And so they're already deceived because people think if you simply go to church or join a church that you're going to be okay with God. God is not impressed with your sacrifice.
Amen.
He prefers mercy, Jesus said.
Amen. That's good.
Isn't that amazing that we've gotten to the point I was trying to get to from the first part of the program, which is how did we get tied in to the government? When was it that all of a sudden our tithing, our gifts, whatever we're doing, we want a receipt back, and we have now gone on from the point of giving unto the Lord. Now we're giving unto an organization that's going to give us a receipt back so that we can take it off our income tax. And, and the tie-in of and the 501c3. But, boy, it's amazing when we realize what we gave up to get that. We can't be objective. You can't stand out here. Right now, you cannot speak against the things the Bible does. Deuteronomy, homosexuality, you go speaking out of Deuteronomy, and what is the hold that stops you is the 501c3. They will pull your nonprofit status. And, I think that if we look at nonprofit, and boy, it is nonprofit. I don't know where the profits went, but it's men that are standing there with their hand out. I believe in giving to the church. I believe in tithing. I believe those things, but I don't believe. I believe it in a biblical way, which was to bring on the first day of the week to the storehouse, and then distribute. And you had a part of the distributing of that wealth. So I'm talking about conspiracies. I think the greatest ones that's come along, and it's given FEMA now the boldness to step forward and say, "Look, you clergy, you pastor, you evangelist, you now are going to help us calm the people in the case of martial law." So I've said enough. I'll let you guys comment on that.
Brother Carl, the world
thinks
that the church is the Catholic Church. They think that the Catholic Church represents Christianity. They don't know that that's not the church. And, of course, they've set up the Illuminati, which rules. And, of course, we got the daughters of the whore, which is the Protestant churches. So why have we fallen under? Well, we haven't. The true church hasn't fallen under. But the as long as the world thinks the church is the Catholic Church, well, then they're going to be following them.
Yeah, Carl, I'd like to come back. Go ahead.
I'll come back. Go ahead.
I want to come back to where Tim started out, which is that, you know, the truth is this: if you don't really know the truth, then we have to remember the truth is not a doctrine. That's one of the deceptions that has been brought about by conspiracy. The truth is not a doctrine. It doesn't matter whether your doctrine is truth or not. None of it's truth. The truth is a person. His name is Jesus Christ. He is the church, and everybody who's joined his body is the church. So we have to come back, and what happened is slowly but surely, people have been taught to trust in their leaders more than in Jesus. So people don't look to their leaders and investigate the Bible, pray, seek instruction from the Holy Spirit. They just turn to their church leader like they turn to the television, and they get spoon-fed stuff, and that's why they're trusting in a lie, because they're not trusting in what is the truth. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You know, the Bible tells us that there's those out there that preach another Jesus, and that's really what is being preached in so many places.
Amen.
It's a Jesus of compromise. It's one that will, you know, you put your trust in. Even in the Catholic Church, I've talked to many pastors in the area where I am, and don't say anything about the Catholics. There are brothers in the Lord, and that can't be true. But they're a compromise that everybody's a Christian. All they have to do is say, I'm born again. And there's that deception, and it's been brought out that you're not to judge and touch not God's anointed, and it's put a lot of fear in the people.
Well, they preach, most of it is God is love. You know, God, I agree with that. God is love 100%. But also, God is the judge.
That's right. God is love, but He loves us so much He won't leave us in the condition that we're in.
Amen.
And when they say, "Well, God would never do that to me," or "God would never do that to these people," the wrath of God will never fall upon this nation. You know, it's all a big lie. And we have a true relationship with Jesus and are crying out for the truth, at least this is what happened in my life. He's opened my eyes to certain things that I needed to be open to. He put it in my heart that I needed to get the right Bible version because I had the wrong one.
Amen.
And it's the relationship. The doctrine is a person. It's Jesus. And, you know, there's no false doctrine in Him.
Amen.
So if we want true doctrine, and we want to walk in agreement, one accord, like-minded, we need to abide in Him. There's no arguments or... I look at the professing church as a very schizophrenic. Nobody can agree on anything. Yeah. And don't bring anything up that might touch the golden calf in the church, whether it's the rapture or signs and wonders or once saved, always saved, or whatever that may be.
Well, Carl, to come back to where you were headed, I think, is, you know, how do we get in such a mess? And we've talked about some of the ways, but I think besides the fact that we've been first, it's incremental. You know, it's like the frog in the pan. We've been taught to trust our leaders. Surely the pastor wouldn't lie to you, but then you find pastors being caught in homosexual affairs, adulterous affairs, gambling, everything else. And so we know they're lying someplace, so we have to believe they're going to lie to us as well. One of the lies that's being propagated, and especially very strongly right now, to come back to how we got FEMA educating chaplains and so forth, is this whole thing about Romans 13. Now, the first problem with taking Romans 13, that issue about, you know, obeying the government leaders, is when you yank it right out of context. Anytime you take anything completely out of context of the Bible without knowing the whole counsel of God, you've already got a problem, and that's what they're doing right now. They're teaching you to trust your leaders, and they're teaching you that Romans 13 means that you never resist, you know, the so-called government in place. You don't resist the police officer and so forth. So those things are simply not an accurate representation of that scripture. If that's true, all the disciples disobeyed it. Peter, for example, was told by the religious leaders of the day and by their Senate and Congress, the Sanhedrin, and by their high priest, not to proclaim Jesus Christ anymore. Did he obey them? Absolutely not. Went right out and preached Jesus again. In fact, when he got arrested and beaten, and they went back and they prayed, the place where they prayed, what they prayed for, God teaches not to go against the government. No, they prayed that God would give them boldness to continue to proclaim Jesus Christ. So there's obviously something wrong with the current interpretation of Romans 13.
Again, I'm sure glad that they didn't, or Paul wasn't raptured while he was writing most of the New Testament.
You mean when he was getting stoned?
Yeah, when he was getting stoned.
Hey, man, hey, this is great. The music's coming on, and this is Science of the Times with Carl Sanders, and we'll be right back after the commercials. God bless you, and we'll be right back.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Science of the Times with Carl Sanders and my guest this morning. I'm excited about the things that are happening in the program. One of the points that I wanted to reach was looking at this. The church laid down and fell into the arms of the government at a point in time, and so then the church became a mouthpiece for the government. For a while, they let the church preach what was in the Bible, but then all of a sudden, things begin to change, and the power, the strength of the church, the true church. Now, I'm not talking about the buildings and the and this type of thing. The power and strength and the unity of the church has been destroyed for a lot of individualism, and so there is going to be a remnant. There'll be a remnant to stand up, but we've somehow abdicated all we have to the government, and so that's the point I wanted to try to get across, and I think we have in all of three of you men that have been talking about this. Let's go back to I don't know who else was talking just before the break, but let's go back and catch that thought.
Brother Carl, I'd like to make a comment here. In Revelations 20 in the fourth chapter, will tell you that if you're raptured before the end of tribulation, you will not reign with Christ. Very plain.
That's amazing. Is that in one of those new perversions? Or
no,
is
that's in the King James Version, brother.
Amen. Okay. But go ahead, Ken or Tim, why don't you comment on that?
Well, I think we can focus on the rapture. That's certainly an important one to happen. But I think what we need to look at overall is what's happened is that not only did the world come into the church, but what has happened, it looks to me, and this is my view, is that a lot of our so-called church leaders, those who have headed up denominations or large churches and so forth, have some very strange connections to government sources, including the CIA and other people like that. Take the Reverend Moon, for example, who was very heavily connected with the South Korean equivalent of the CIA. And you begin to examine these people's backgrounds. It's kind of like tracing the money. If you begin to trace the money and the support, for instance, in the political arena, you go back to the Carlyle Group and all the other things, you begin to see the connections among the politicos of this country and the business leaders and the military leaders. You can do the same thing with the church. Start looking to see where some of these people got their support for their pet programs, for their church building funds, for the movies they want to make, and all those things. You begin to see a connection again back to shady elements of what I would just call, for simplicity's sake, elements of the CIA and the banksters of the world. So I think you're seeing a group of leadership arising in the American church that have a vested interest in leading people astray. Hear the music.
Ken, hold that thought, because I wanted to talk about that right after the break. This is Trump. This is Sign the Times with Carl Sanders and on RV and Republic Podcast.
With